Away from crime to education, where the Colleges of Education Tutors Association of Ghana, CETAG, has appealed to the government and its agencies to, as a matter of urgency, migrate them onto the single spine payroll. The association says the delay is causing a lot of anger, frustration and disillusionment among members. In an interview with Radio Ghana, the National Secretary of CETAG, Prince Obin Himang, said the endurance of the tutors has been overstretched and would want to be migrated before the beginning of next academic year. He said almost all aspects of tertiary processes contained in the Colleges of Education Act, Act 847, have been implemented, except the migration of the tutors. Mr. Obin Himan spoke to Sethia.
The teachers feel that authorities are dragging their feet as far as migrating us to where we are supposed to be per the dictates of the Act 847 is concerned.
Yes, a letter before me from the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission and signed by the Chief Executive, George Smith Graham, is directing the various state institutions responsible for your migration to do so. But it seems, as you said, nothing is being done about it. What appeal are you sending to the authorities to see to it that tutors of colleges of education are migrated as soon as possible?
We will use this opportunity to make a very strong appeal to all stakeholders who matter in this issue. And here I'm going to talk about the National Labour Commission, because they wield the power. They can crack the whip if it becomes necessary. We want them to act around this time. So we are appealing to the National Labour Commission and all people who matter in this issue. We are appealing to all well-meaning Ghanaians, bodies out there, Christian Council, National Peace Council, who are so particular about teacher education. Because the way things are going, Masa, it kind of dampens the spirit of the teachers. But I can be very sure that the feeling on the ground across the 38 public colleges of education is not one that can guarantee smooth academic work when the semester begins.
For how long has this been going on?
The program started in 2004, following the Anamoah Mensah educational reform recommendations and first product came out in 2007. We had to wait patiently till 2012 before the law that should govern the operations and existence of the college was passed into law. That's Act 847. And from 2012 up to this time, authorities have not been able to migrate us to where we are supposed to be.
What are the authorities been telling you?
We do not know, because we, as far as we are concerned, we have been part of all the discussions and the activities that have to be done. For instance, the Ministry of Education set up the technical committee to redesignate the tutors. And the technical committee came out with operational documents that should operate or that should guide the operations of the colleges. And that thing has since ended. We have been working closely with the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, and various grades and ranks have, as we speak now, been arrived at. On paper, they have attached figures to the things. The Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, per a letter, has informed the Finance Ministry that we have to be migrated, and up to this time, they have not done. And we are essentially worried because the requirements of the tertiary, almost everything has been fulfilled except the migration of the tutors to where we are supposed to be. For instance, we can talk about the then allowance scheme of the students when it was training colleges. That one has since been replaced by the student loan scheme, which is in consonance with what happens in the tertiary. We can talk about the fact that now the mode of appointment officers into the colleges, that is principal and staff, everything is done in consonance with what happens in the tertiary. We are now under NCTE, that is the body charged with overseeing educational activities of the tertiary, whereas GES has to oversee first and second cycle. The GES is not prepared to accept us as full members, evident in the fact that for some time now, GES has stopped interviewing and promoting members or our members who duly qualify. And then the NCTE does not also see us as full members. So it's like we existing as tertiary, working as such, but being given GES remuneration and recognition.
National Secretary of the College of Education Tutors Association, Ghana, Prince Obinhima, talking to Sethia.